Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
To love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Let's pray. Father God, as once again we come under the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight that we've read. We ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. Empty us of self that we may receive your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, Ecclesiastes gives a whole list of things that will change. I like the first word it used there. There is a season. How many seasons are there? Do you think every season has a purpose? They're very important. What if we don't like certain seasons over the other? That's just our problem, isn't it? They're going to happen. We can't stop them. And that's the point I want to make about change. Change will happen. You have two options. You can go with change and adapt, or you can suffer the consequences of not changing. Think about it. If you're going into winter and you want to stay in summer, you still want to wear shorts in 20 degree weather. That's going to be a problem. You need to learn to adapt with change. Change will happen. Change has to happen. And God set it up for us in nature. Nature itself tells us that changes must happen. Then when these changes take place, we reap the benefits of these changes. Think about the springtime. When things are coming back alive, we reap the benefit. Things start to grow, bloom. So we reap the benefits of change. Now we should not be scared of change because God is with us at all times. Before we start, we know things are changing. But the good news is God does not change. So in the midst of our changes, we can have that constant that will never change. I got two verses for you if you're taking notes to write them down. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. I like the way it says it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed." Isn't that great to know that the Lord does not change? So in the midst of a world that is changing very rapidly, technology, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, we can still count on God not changing. He's our constant. Hebrews 13 verse 8 puts it this way. I like this one. I think this is the one most people know. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Are you there? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and I like the way it starts there, and today and forever. So that gives us some
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.